I'm going to read this again. Oh boy. How to describe your boy? It's like chocolate, except that the chocolate is pure sex. And pure sex is also a really lovely, kind, busty British lady who could spoil a young man and make him terrified he'll never find someone quite so enthralling in his life again. Oh, these compliments are far too kind. You'll pardon if I sound like I'm exaggerating, but I assure you that it's the other way around. My words fail to communicate the power your voice and your soul has upon me.
My soul?
It's a man's duty, I think. Not only to be receptive to beauty in the world, but to share his impressions with his fellow creatures so as to make such beauty apparent. And I find that in relating the beauty you've revealed to me, I have a difficult task ahead. A very difficult task, but one that I must accomplish nevertheless.
Oh.
There is a warmth in your soul like a sentient warm blanket that makes every touch and sound you make at least. Oh, this is a tricky one. One hundred and seventy-two and a half times better. I think I got that wrong. But anyway, it's a very great deal, at the very least. When one feels safe, they feel free, paradoxically. And your ability to make the listener feel adored and wanted makes him that much more capable to feel his adoration and want for you. Oh. Every touch becomes a religious experience. Every breath, God revealing his majesty with a little clue. Nipples, no less magnificent than the Himalayas and the Alps in their breathtaking glory. Lips, both soft petals of gorgeous ruby flowers, and an invitation to untold pleasures. The mouth is the sexiest part of a woman in my mind. Both intensely spiritual in its ability to communicate and share, to sing, to speak, to kiss. And intensely practical to operate as a pleasure vacuum. Taking in a man's, if you'll pardon my innuendo, hard stick. That is marvellous, that is. 3 foot long. I'm sure a yard is 3 feet. You've made my day with this. The mouth is an incredible thing. And I do hope I do not come off as bizarre in saying so. No, just delightfully amusing. And so, so much my sense of humour. Oh dear. Such realisations can only be uncovered with certain women. Women open and receptive to the wonder and mystery of life. Women open to a myriad of aspects to human experience and willing to partake in them. You describe yourself as a poet. Do I? I suppose I have from time to time. And it is not only in your words that you are a poet, but in your temperament as well.
Oh.
Then, of course, there is your raw sexual nature, which makes a man feel blessed to be a heterosexual. The French say le petit mort, little death. I've no doubt you know this. If an orgasm is a little death, then I think you should be arrested for genocide of little people. Because the amount of little deaths you've caused is absolutely absurd. Oh dear, I never thought of that. I've been killing people all over the place. I'm sure no one has actually died. I hope they felt good enough to get an orgasm. I hear from time to time that people have enjoyed things. I don't think anyone has attributed a minor heart attack or anything else to me, though. To call you a sex bomb would be an insult to you. You are more of a sex hydrogen bomb. And even that is cutting it short. Oh dear. Imagine a weapon so powerful that it could detonate an entire planet. You're a sex planet cracker. That you are. A sex Death Star. And that's funny. Because, and you'll have to pardon me once again, when I think about your bosom, as I want to do, as I am wont to do, I imagine they each dwarf the Death Star. Okay, they may not be that big, but without photo evidence to show otherwise, a man may dream, can't he? I won't shatter your dreams and pictures. Essentially, you're not only insanely warm, but insanely erotic, insanely kind. And it all comes together to create a sexual tornado that I, in all honesty, not resist. You brought all of this out in me. Are you proud of yourself? You should be. I really like the idea. I'm a sexual tornado. It's going to whistle. And not only that, after I've destroyed everything in my path, in my insanity, that I blow up in a gigantic mushroom cloud and obliterate all before me. I think you might have overestimated my abilities in that respect. And what was this number again? 253,173,172. That must have been it. Maybe that's your phone number. I'm glad you feel safe. And warmed and adored. That's the whole point. I don't think of GWA and PTA as places to just, get off, you know. I know a lot of people visit there just for a quick, you know, release. But I think it's a place where you can express yourself a bit and share something of what it is to be human, or in my case, what it is to be a woman. And because of its explicit nature, yes, you need to be... You need to just be. And I haven't got boobs with laser cannons. I do have fairly large ones. Only a sort of size C cup. But they are. Well, it'd make me feel explosions if a gentleman, I mean a gentle man, were to warm them with his mouth. It's a very nice feeling. I wanted to thank you very much to begin anew. I see that this is a throwaway account, but I very, very much enjoyed your letter, and I want you to know you made my day. So, please carry on listening, and I'll try to do my best to keep up the... inspiration for such lovely words of yours. I think you've got a bit of the poet in you too. Although I don't think Shakespeare even mentioned anything about death of many little people. Genocide might have been a bit of a strong word. And I can't help thinking that you are British because of the way you phrased it. So, whoever you are, thank you very much for a lovely message. And, I hope you enjoyed my message back. Oh, that is my reminder that I have to go. So that was just good timing. Bye. That was a little kiss from my vacuum mouth.